This is Derek Barry. I'm with Danielle Slade, the newly pre-selected candidate, ALP candidate for the seat of Traeger. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Danielle, you're a newcomer to politics. Would that be true to say?
I'm definitely a newcomer to politics.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not looking for a job. I'm looking for a future.
Right.
In this region.
What do you mean by that?
There's two big reasons why I want to put my hand up for the candidacy, and that's my sons, Harry and Rafferty. For the first time, I can't see a future here for my family and myself. And I don't think this has to be the case. I have a vested interest in this region doing well, because this is the place I want to call home. I'm not going to be the politician, but I am the roll your sleeves up and get things done person.
Mm-hmm.
I never back down from a challenge. I'm analytical, and I like taking on responsibility. I don't mind taking on a leadership role, and it's that kind of determination I'd like to bring to the role.
Why Labor?
I'm really impressed with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. I think she is trying to look after regional Queensland, and in particular our region, and you can see that by the budget they've put forward. And so,
can we? What's in that budget for our region?
Oh, there's heaps of stuff for mining, for a helicopter. I can give you a list if you like. There's a ton of stuff for our region with the latest budget. It's pretty impressive. What I like about, and I think this is why it's a good time at the moment, is because I believe Labor will get in again, and I think that I'm mindful how much royalties leave this region, and I'm going to go after every dollar I can and get it, and try and get more services, more facilities, and more opportunities for the people who live in this region.
Don't you think Robbie Katter is doing a good job in terms of being a middleman between Labor and the opposition for the region, using the balance of power?
I just think I have a vested interest. I think that what's happening at the moment is I'm saying goodbye to a lot of friends. I'm saying goodbye to a lot of long-term Mount Isa residents. And it's really sad. And I don't think it has to be this way. It's just a lot of people can't see a future here anymore. And I understand that. And I do want to call this place home. I don't want to leave. And so I'm going to be as driven and passionate as any other candidate or member to see this region prosper.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Okay, my background is I was born in England. We emigrated to Australia and Mount Isa when I was 7 years old.
Hope you no longer got dual citizenship. Seriously.
I'm Australian citizen.
Yeah.
If anyone asks, I'm Australian
Fair
citizen.
Fair enough.
I grew up in Mount Isa, and I actually left for did my high school in a few different towns within Australia, and then we moved back here, and I did a business management course at the TAFE in Mount Isa. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to get a job at Mount Isa Mines. I had 25 years at Mount Isa Mines. The amazing thing about working for Mount Isa Mines, I don't know if most people realise that, but it's a world-class mine. It's one of the best mines in Australia, if not the Southern Hemisphere. And so I learned an awful lot in my time there. And since I've had children, I've given up work. And I'm now on the committee for the Irish Club as a board member. I'm sort of volunteering at the Multicultural Festival Committee. And I'm very much into football. I play it. I'm sort of get involved in the committees, and also with squash and volleyball in town.
Recently, whenever it was, you had an issue with council, which obviously you used at the Northwest Star, we spoke to at the time.
That's right.
Is there any connection between that issue and what you're doing now?
Definitely not. I think, you know, it, as a ratepayer, you know, there's nothing wrong with questioning decisions as what the council have made, and I'm sure they appreciate people putting forward their points of view so they can understand the other side. I've also had an issue with my bank, which I won, and I certainly don't want to be a banker. Mm-hmm. No, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Obviously, since the redistribution, the size of the electorate has hugely changed and expanded. Are you prepared to put in the hard yard in terms of the travel around to get to the various different parts of this electorate?
Definitely. And you know, because I'm local, I know how far it is to go everywhere, and I've pretty much been through all this electorate in my years of growing up here. So it's just a norm to travel when you live in this region.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you can uniquely bring to the role of an MP that's not currently there?
Growing up in this region, I know what the issues are. Mm-hmm. I remember the good times, and I have a fair idea what is concerning people who live around in this region.
What do you think, though, what are those things that are concerning those people in the region?
Well, the big one is for families. There's not a lot for school leavers. So a lot of people I know have got exit plans. Mm-hmm. So they're either leaving after their children finishes primary school or high school. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it has to be that way. And
How would you propose to stop that exodus?
Well, one thing I'm definitely doing is I'm going to work really hard to get apprenticeships back foremost in this region. You know, when I finished school, apprenticeships were readily available and easy to get in this region, and that's one thing I'm going to be pushing for. Mm-hmm. That's my big one. Yeah. One of my big ones.
What other things will you be campaigning on?
I've got quite a lot of ideas on, especially to do with jobs, training, apprenticeships, and the access to higher education locally.
Yep.
But on saying that, I'm keen to sort of have get around the region and talk to more people to find out if there's issues there that I haven't, you know, taken into before we sort of put most of our policies together. But definitely making this region more affordable place to live. Mm-hmm. So we can attract people and retain them.
So if you were to, you know, put in a nutshell, give me one sentence why people should vote for you in the next election, what would that be?
Because no one has a more vested interest in this region doing well than myself. This is my home, and this is where the place I want to call home for my family for many years to come.
Anything else, any other messages you want to get out there to the public at this stage?
I'm going to be true to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a fanatical football player. I like a laugh and a joke. I've always been respectful of anyone who puts their hand up to do any role in the community. And I'm hoping it'll be an enjoyable experience for everyone who's involved in this election, and I'm definitely going to have a very positive campaign.
Yeah, we're done.